Good Friday morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google. Here's something we just noticed. There are a lot of people working for the president on a temporary basis. Think of this. Patrick Shanahan is acting defense secretary, Matt Whitaker is acting attorney general, David Bernhardt is acting interior secretary, Mick Mulvaney is acting chief of staff, and then there are people that might leave at some point, perhaps soon. Mike Pompeo seems to be eyeing a Senate race, Wilbur Ross's future is constantly speculated about, Mick Mulvaney is eyeing his job. UN Ambassador Jonathan Cohen is temporary, and Trump has not nominated anyone officially to fill the spot. The president sat down with the New York Times' Maggie Haberman, Peter Baker, and publisher A.G. Sulzberger. Trump conceded he did not expect much from the Conference Committee on DHS spending, where he wants to get his border wall, and said he's readying to issue an emergency declaration. Interesting nuggets from the New York Times. The president had initially invited Sulzberger to an off-the-record dinner. Sulzberger countered to request reporters be included for an on-the-record interview, and the White House agreed. Trump said he thought Kamala Harris, he pronounced it Camila, had the best opening so far. The president was asked about Dan Coats, his director of national intelligence, with whom he sparred, and Trump said, broadly speaking, he's happy with him. The president also said he never spoke to Roger Stone about WikiLeaks. When an aide told Trump he had important calls to make when he was done with the interview, the president said, "What's more important than the New York Times? Okay, nothing." Trump will also sit down with Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation. That will be aired on Sunday. 14 days until the government shuts down. The Washington Post has a story up about Trump's relationship with Mike Bloomberg. That relationship went south when the president ran for office. Burgess Everett and Marianne Levine report that 2020 Democrats are considering killing the filibuster. This plays right into Trump's hands. He's been ragging on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to get rid of the legislative filibuster for months. So far, the Kentucky Republican has been unmoved. Also on the 2020 front, Natasha Korecki reports Elizabeth Warren is expected to officially announce her bid for the White House February 9th. The Post has a look at how Trump is entering the 2020 cycle with a big fundraising advantage over Democrats. On the investigations front, Maggie Severance reports that Sheldon and Miriam Adelson kicked in $500,000 to a legal defense fund set up to help Trump aides entangled in the Mueller investigation. That's it. They gave $50 million to the House Republican super PAC. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president will hold a meeting at 11:45 a.m. in the cabinet room to discuss human trafficking on the border. He'll have lunch with the Secretary of State. At 4 p.m., he and Melania Trump will leave the White House to go to Mar-a-Lago, the resort in Florida the president owns. He hasn't been there since Thanksgiving. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
At Google, we believe the opportunities created by technology should be available to everyone. That's why we created Grow with Google, an initiative that's focused on creating economic opportunities for all Americans and the small businesses that drive our economy. Grow with Google brings together the best of Google's resources to equip our students and the workforce of today with the digital skills they need to succeed. Our tools are available online, and we're also partnering with libraries across the U.S., offering free workshops to all who want to grow their skills, career, or business. Learn more at google.com/grow.